Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Frond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How did I make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm in the studio by myself today for the first time ever. I'm usually joined here by my wonderful youth friends, Amelia, Fahim, Mashuda, occasionally some other special guests. But as life has it, I am the sole adult on the youth radio show here to talk about youth radio. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be here every week. It's a pleasure to get to talk with young people about books and spread bookish joy across the radio airwaves. And we're so grateful to have space on WGXC Community Radio to do so. We're really grateful that youth voices are on the air, not just ours. There's also other wonderful shows like Game Hoarders. It's a lovely jazz show, Echoes show. There have just been so many lovely youth voices on the radio that you don't hear on other stations. So we're really lucky to have WGXC, and we want to keep both this show and the station thriving. So we're hoping that listeners out there will join us in supporting WGXC during what's called the Pullover Pledge Drive. While my youth colleagues don't drive, I do. And whenever I drive, I listen to WGXC, and I'm sure there's some of you out there listening right now who are also driving. And we're hoping that you will pull over safely and call in and pledge your support for WGXC. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400, and you can, of course, also pledge online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can always stop by the studio. The WGXC Hudson studio is at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side of the building. It's the First Presbyterian Church basement. Lovely studio space for us here. And there's also Wave Farm over in Acre. And there's occasional broadcasts out of Catskill as well. So all over the place, but we do hope you'll call in 518-697-7400 and show your support for hands-on community radio, and in particular youth radio, which Bound by Books generally is when it's not just me here. But on Bound by Books every week, we talk about different bookish things. So we talk about books we've been reading, books we're excited about reading, maybe some books turned into movies or TV shows. And we've been doing this since June of 2011. So we've been on the air over 7 years, every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books, which has been very exciting. And the youth have changed over the years because they grow up and they graduate from high school and they move on, or their families may move on earlier than that. But it's been an honor to share the airwaves with amazing youth. So I have Amelia, Fahim, and Mashuda, who are my current co-hosts. We've also worked with Ingrid and Antonia, Maddie and Quinn, Mahmuda, Moshi. The list goes on. And it's really lovely to work with them. I hope... if you want to go to wgxc.org, if you're going to make your donation online for the Pullover Pledge Drive, it's very simple. It's wgxc.org/donate. And there's a handy little spot to the right of the screen where you can either make a one-time contribution or you can make a monthly donation. We're really trying this pledge drive to get some more sustaining donors signed up. Our goal is 250 new sustaining monthly supporters. And I actually just signed myself up right before the show to donate monthly. And it was very simple. You just choose the amount that you would like to donate monthly, hit donate, and then go through. You can either put in your credit card info or you can pay through PayPal if you have a PayPal account. And then it's just deducted monthly from your account. It's so simple. But if you prefer to make a one-time contribution, if you're not ready to commit to a monthly donation, you can also do that. Every donation is welcome and appreciated and helps WGXC to reach our goals to cover our basic operating support costs and stay on the radio. So yes, go to wgxc.org/donate to make that donation. You should also really check out the website. I know we're a lovely community radio station, but we also have this really handy resource on the web. So wgxc.org, you can both listen to live feeds. So when I'm not driving in my car and I want to listen to the radio, I can just go to the website and hit listen now and listen to a show. You can also listen to audio archives of past shows. So if you're like, hey, I want to listen to Bound by Books 3 years ago, you can do that and see what we were reading 3 years ago and which youth were on the show. There's a calendar where you can see community events. If you're hosting a community event, you can also list your events there. And then our producers can read your events on the air. You can find out how to volunteer. You can read news. And you can check out the schedule as well. See what's on the radio in the coming day, weeks. So check out WGXC.org. Make sure to hit the support button and make a donation to WGXC. Or you're welcome to call in 518-697-7400. We have the lovely Lynn waiting by the phone lines to take your pledge. So please do call in. I want to also give a big shout out to our supporters, Nancy and Vic Bennison, who've been big fans and supporters of WGXC and Bound by Books for many years. So thank you for your donation. And what I thought we could do. Oh, here, do you know what I'll do? I'm going to read you. I'm going to tell you about some of the upcoming books this week that we're excited about. I'm just going to read two today. So what we like to do every week is let people know about some of the exciting youth-oriented books that are coming out this very week. And in the publishing world, books tend to come out on Tuesdays, so both of these books are coming out tomorrow. One of them I've already read. It's lovely. It's a picture book called Stop That Yawn by Karen Levis and Leon Pham. And I'll read the description. It says, pack your toothbrushes, but leave your pajamas and pillows behind for this one-of-a-kind bedtime story from Ida Always author Karen Levis and best-selling illustrator Leon Pham. And whatever you do, don't yawn. Gabby Wilde has had enough of bedtime. Yawn, curl, snuggle, snore, what a bore. So instead of tucking in, she jets out with poor granny in tow to a place where beds are for bouncing, hushes are shushed, and it's never too late for ice cream. But sometimes, even when you grit your teeth and seal your lips, it's impossible to stop that yawn. There's a yawn on the loose. Can Gabby stop that yawn from spreading the snooze, or will it be lights out for Never Sleeping City? This is just a really fun, cute story. It's a really good read aloud. I started reading it aloud to our bookkeeper over at the library the other day, and I ended up just reading the whole book to her. She really enjoyed it. But there's a lot of yawning throughout. Basically, Gabby decides she's not going to bed, and so she brings Grandma to Never Sleep City and is trying really hard for them not to get sleepy. But Grandma lets out a yawn, and as we all know, yawns can be contagious, and it sweeps through Never Sleep City. But it's also really hard to read about yawning and pretend to yawn and not actually just start yawning because they are that contagious. So by the end of the book, my eyes were watering from yawning so much. But it's very cute, very fun illustrations. There's some references to other classic books like In the Night Kitchen, that if you're familiar with those, you'll be able to see those in there. So highly suggested. That is Stop That Yawn by Karen Levis with illustrations by Leeuwen Pham. And now another book that's coming out tomorrow is A Very Large Expansive Sea by Tahereh Mafi. And this one's a teen book. So long-listed for the National Book Award for Young People's Literature, from the New York Times and USA Today best-selling author of the Shatter Me series, comes a powerful, heart-rending contemporary novel about fear, first love, and the devastating impact of prejudice. It's 2002, a year after 9/11. It's an extremely turbulent time politically, but especially so for someone like Shirin, a 16-year-old Muslim girl who's tired of being stereotyped. Shirin is never surprised by how horrible people can be. She's tired of the rude stares, the degrading comments, even the physical violence she endures as a result of her race, her religion, and the hijab she wears every day. So she's built up protective walls and refuses to let anyone close enough to hurt her. Instead, she drowns her frustrations in music and spends her afternoons breakdancing with her brother. But then she meets Ocean James. He's the first person in forever who really seems to want to get to know Shirin. It terrifies her. They seem to come from two irreconcilable worlds, and Shirin has had her guard up for so long that she's not sure she'll ever be able to let it down. Ooh. I'm very curious to read this book because it's received very good reviews, and I think the description sounds really interesting. I was not a big fan of Tahereh Mafi's Shatter Me, although it was a very popular series, but it just was not written for me. But this one sounds a little bit more up my alley, so I'm hoping that I'll enjoy this one, and perhaps you will too. So that's A Very Large Expansive Sea by Tahereh Mafi. And those are both coming out tomorrow, so feel free to check those out. But yeah, before I'm going to play you a little old school Bound by Books in a little bit, but before we do that, I want to again encourage everyone listening to call in or go online and show your support for WGXC and for youth radio and bookish radio by making a pledge to support WGXC. We're in the pullover pledge drive. We're looking to get 250 new sustaining monthly supporters. Those could be $5 a week or a month, sorry. Not weekly sustainers, although you can do that too. $5 a month, $10 a month, $25 a month, any amount per month is welcome and appreciated and helps us reach our fundraising goals each year. But of course, if you're not ready to commit to a monthly contribution and want to make a one-time contribution, we're also happy to receive that support. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. So please give a call in, show your support, and help keep WGXC and Bound by Books on the air for the years to come. So since I don't have any youth co-hosts today, I thought it might be fun to have some youth voices on the radio anyways. And so I was able to find the very first official Bound by Books show. So the show was actually one of the first shows on WGXC after the barn raising in early 2011. Myself and Quinn Gunter started a show together. And one of the things that connected Quinn and I was that we both loved to read and we both loved youth literature. And so while that wasn't specifically the theme of our show when we first started off, we ended up talking about books a lot. And at one point, in June, we decided, you know what, let's just make that what our show is. So the first show that we called Bound by Books was broadcast on June 6th, 2011. And that was me and Quinn Gunter on that show. We were soon thereafter joined by Maddie. And then a little bit after that, Antonia joined us. And that was the first sort of crew for WGXC for a number of years, until Quinn moved away and Maddie moved away. Antonia was with us for a long time. She recently graduated from Simon's Rock and is off at college in California now. So we're excited for her. Our friend Ingrid was on the show for a very long time. She recently also had graduated from high school. She's in now her second year of college out down at Purchase. So we're very pleased for all of their successes. And we're excited that when they do come to town to visit, they try to come to the show whenever they're in town on a Monday. So it's always fun to have them back. But here, I'll give you a little taste of the old days with the first Bound by Books youth show. And while you're listening, don't forget to call in 518-697-7400 and show your support for WGXC.
If only it was so simple. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskin, Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haines Falls. I'm 10 years old.
And I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. And I'm the Youth Programs Coordinator here at WGXC. And Quinn and I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books that we love, books that we're currently reading.
All the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, Quinn, before we jump into talking about our recent reads, I was wondering if you could share with our listeners how you would define yourself as a reader.
Well, I listen to audiobooks. Mm-hmm. I listen to audiobooks practically daily, and it's almost always Terry Pratchett. But I realize that I cannot concentrate when I'm just sitting and not doing anything. Like yesterday, for example, I cleaned the whole kitchen
mm-hmm.
by listening to audiobooks. That's all I did. So I'll do like kitchen and cleaning and whatever else to my fancy.
Do you find that you do a better job cleaning when you're listening to an audiobook?
I have a feeling yes, and I also enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. So
I think both. I do the same thing. But in the garden, I like to listen to audiobooks while I'm pulling up weeds and planting stuff.
Hmm.
I also do it while I clean. Yesterday I cleaned.
Do you think it's better?
I actually find that I both am a better listener while I'm doing those things, and I'm not sure if I do a better job with the cleaning or the weeding, but I'm willing to do it longer. So in that way.
Me too. I could not do the cleaning without the audiobook there.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to a really good audiobook a couple weeks ago in the garden, and I stayed out there for probably 5 hours just because I wanted to keep listening.
I know. Me too. I spent it felt like all day just sitting around cleaning
mm-hmm.
the kitchen.
And what kinds of books do you read? I know you read a lot of Terry Pratchett, but how would you describe the genres of books that you read?
I like fantasy, and I like books that you can easily relate to.
Very interesting.
Because I like books that, if we're not close to Earth, I like it like human, yeah.
So you like your fantasy to have a relatable element.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand. So I also like fantasy.
Yes.
And I like dystopian novels.
I have gathered that.
And I like contemporary realistic fiction as well. So I like things that aren't realistic at all, and I like things that are extra realistic, like based on a true story sort of things. So I like everything, basically. But today, on Bound by Books, it's our new name. We're still getting used to saying it.
Woohoo!
So today we're going to share with you some of the books that we've been reading recently.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, I picked up an advanced reader copy of Lisa McMahon's The Unwanteds, which is her new middle grade novel. She mostly writes for teens, but she started this new series called The Unwanteds. And since it was a middle grade title, and it sounded like a book that Quinn would like, I passed it on to her. And Quinn is such a voracious reader that she has already finished it in less than a week. And from what I heard, it was in a day. One fun day of reading. So Quinn, can you tell us what The Unwanteds is about?
Well, I'm going to read the back because I thought they did a good job, but I don't think they did a great, wonderful job, so I'm going to add stuff in.
It needs some more details?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every year in Quill, 13-year-olds are sorted into categories. The strong, intelligent wanteds go to university, and the sensitive, artistic unwanteds are sent to their death. The necessaries are the next extra people to, like, feed the wanteds and do all the other stuff that
the necessary things.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
On the day of Purge, twins Alex and Aaron Stowe await their fate. While Aaron is hopeful of becoming a wanted, Alex knows his own chances are slim. He's been caught drawing with a stick in the dirt, and in the stark gray land of Quill, being creative is a death sentence. But when Alex and the other unwanteds arrive at the death farm, they discover an eccentric magician named Mr. Today, and an awesome person as well, and his hidden worlds that exists to save the condemned children. Condemned?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Artemy is a colorful place of talking statues, uncommon creatures, and artistic magic, which where creativity is considered a gift, self-defense, and a weapon.
Woo! That sounds great. And it says it's a dystopian fantasy, which is uniting two of my favorite genres into one, which is very exciting. So I'm wondering, what did you think of this book? Did you like it?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
What did you like about it?
I liked the fantasy part. That was absolutely wonderful. And as I said before, and what I liked about books, is that it was very easy to relate to.
Mm-hmm. You liked the characters?
Yes.
They were easy to relate to? Is that the part that's easy to relate to? Or
the world and some people.
Interesting. And did you have a favorite character?
Absolutely.
Who was it?
It was Simber, who is a ginormous mamoris.
That's big.
Yeah. A really big statue of a cheetah with wings. And it can... And it can fly, of course, because it has wings. And one thing that I like about him is that Florence, another ginormous, mimormous statue of a woman, she and Mr. Today keep telling him, do not eat the students. Never eat the students.
It's not a good idea.
No.
No.
So... I like that.
So you like that exchange between the two? That sounds cute. And I'm wondering.